If you want something sustainable to eat while visiting Ventura in California, then take a trip to the Jolly Oyster. Founder Mark Reynolds claims his oysters are among some of the most sustainable, plus they're native and locally farmed.
If the oysters are not suited to the particular conditions of the bay, the likelihood that they will become stressed will be higher. And in a particular circumstance where the physiological conditions of the water are difficult for that species, and if they are stressed, then they will more likely die. It's like most of nature, there is no black and white answer. It is just the most sensible answer. So you want to be choosing the types of species which are more robust, which will more likely be able to survive and do well in the conditions where you are. But if those conditions change, we'll be able to defend themselves as well as possible. And necessarily, the best option as a farmer would be to take a native species. The further you move from that base, the more risky and less sustainable your business will be.
There's very little human intervention, and you say that generally this kind of process, even of farming the oysters, not collecting them wild, is completely sustainable. So does that mean that there's a particular reason why these oysters are sustainable, or in fact would you say that oysters in general are a completely sustainable food source?
Oysters that you take from farms which are seeded from hatcheries are sustainable, and I'm saying from farms as opposed to fishery, basically because a lot of the fisheries have become overfished. I think eating any type of shellfish, which is a filter feeder, filtering microalgae at the bottom of the food chain, is a sustainable option.
What, therefore, would constitute an unsustainable oyster? If I wanted to ask my supplier the right questions, what kind of questions would I need to ask to make sure that these are sustainable versus they're unsustainable? Or what might be the red flags that would say, probably not the best choice?
I would say that most of them are sustainable. As a consumer, I would be most concerned with, is this particular oyster healthy for me or not? One of the possible disadvantages in eating shellfish is because they do filter feed themselves, they will ingest whatever's in the water. If that water is polluted, or if it has bacteria, or if there are biotoxins in the water, you may ingest those, and as a human being you may get ill. All farms are controlled by the health departments, and we check for the product and we check for the waters to make sure that the water is safe for human consumption. If possibly you get find on a beach an oyster or a shellfish and you take that home and you don't know what the waters are like, or if you haven't tested them yourself, then you run the risk of falling sick if the waters are polluted. So the main question I would ask for is, where do the shellfish come from? Are they fished or are they farmed? There will be no difference in terms of texture or taste between the two, but if it comes from a farm source which the health authorities manage through certain shellfish tags, then you will know that the waters have been tested, the products have been tested, and that you should be fine. One other thing just on that health aspect I would say is, eating raw shellfish, you should be aware if you have an immune system which is weakened, that you should question whether you should be eating any type of raw shellfish. The type of people who will have a weakened immune system may be elderly people, there may be young people, and when we're talking about young people, anyone who's pregnant wouldn't want to feed any toxins to a young fetus, which doesn't have the immune system. If you have liver issues, then it's probably best not to have, or consult your doctor. Those are the sort of questions that I would ask. Am I the right person to be eating raw shellfish to start with? If I do eat this raw shellfish, where is it coming from? Do I know that the waters are clean? And if that's the case, then feel good about it.
That's Mark Reynolds from the Jolly Oyster in Ventura, California. For more information, see thejollyoyster.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.